Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of goal, some kind of majesty, some chemical load. Some kind of metal made up from glue, some kind of plastic I could wrap around you. The needy eat man-mades, they wear phony clothes, they sit with our picture book and build big bull.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold.
Like plastics and digital foils to wrap up the sound and protect the girls from the spiritual poison we expel at night. Like phony clothes, but I really like mice.
Some kind of nature.
Some kind of nature. Some kind of soul.
Are you sleeping okay? Or do the nights go on and on? I hope you're eating well. I hope you're staying strong. Cause I'm fine and I'm not. I'm spinning round and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. For time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. And I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. How are your mom and dad? How's your brother too? My folks are holding up. My sister's pulling through. Both the cats say hi. I know they miss you too. Cause I'm fine, then I'm not. I'm spinning round and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. For time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. Can't do it on my own. Cause I tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. See, I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone.
Plastic power, your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. We're future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your party's now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky. Summer, the skies are blue. It's part of the noise when winter comes. It reverberates in my lungs. Nature's corrupted, infectious, far away.
At night. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Ela é minha menina. Dela. Ela é o meu amor. E eu sou o amor todinho dela.
Chama!
Na lua prateada se esconder e só dourado aparecer. Amanheceu.
Cheirando alegria, pois eu sonhei e acordei pensando nela.
Pois ela é minha.
minha menina. Eu sou o menino dela. Ela é o meu amor. Eu sou o amor todinho dela. A roseira já deu rosa. A lua prateada se escondeu e o sol dourado apareceu. Amanheceu um lindo dia,
cheirando alegria, pois eu sonhei e acordei pensando nela.
Se você deixar o coração bater sem medo. você. Meu nome é nuvem, pó, poeira, movimento. O meu nome é nuvem, ventania, flor de vento. Eu danço com você o que você dança. Se você deixar o coração bater sem medo,
I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO. Don't forget you can listen to the show on your smart speaker as well. Say play 91.5 FM WMFO. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Wednesday morning. As we get in the show started at 9:30 a.m. this morning, we're here with you until 11 a.m. Eastern, about a 90-minute show. But a lot to get into, a lot I want to talk about, and a lot of different storylines as we are now officially around the halfway mark of summer 2023. You know what you can do now? You can go ahead, grab a chair, come on into the barbecue, where we serve ice cold truths and some scorching hot takes. You can do that now. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in which one of the great lessons in life is that when you don't learn your lesson the first time, you're bound to repeat that lesson again and again and again. You know what the true definition of insanity really is? When you do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result, and yet you get the same result each and every single time. The definition of insanity applies to one Bill Belichick. And no, it's not because he's getting older. It is because, for the life of me, I truly do not understand. Why does he still hold on to the old adage of, we don't need to pay for top-tier premium talent, especially at the wide receiver position? And you wonder, who is this exactly alluding to? I'm talking about, yes, DeAndre Hopkins. I'm sure most of you by now have been saturated and oversaturated by the talks and as well as the opinions of many of those that are in this city and in this region over the Patriots not signing DeAndre Hopkins and Hopkins deciding that, you know what, I'm going to go take my talents elsewhere. Where? We're going to go to Tennessee instead. That was the decision. And why did he make that decision? We later found out it was because Bill Belichick didn't want to pay him. DeAndre Hopkins went where he got the best situation and the best money. I don't fault him. I ain't mad at him. But my problem isn't with DeAndre Hopkins. My problem is with Bill Belichick. My problem is with the New England Patriots right now. Because, ladies and gentlemen, in case if you haven't realized, Patriots training camp starts exactly a week from today. No, I'm dead serious. Training camp officially begins a week from today. And right now, you know what truly worries me as a Patriot fan and as a broadcaster, as a media personality? What worries me is that this roster as it currently stands right now, if you're looking at purely at the skill set position, Patriots may not even be good enough. Based on paper right now, I'm going to just say it. They're not good enough. And you not adding DeAndre Hopkins is a mistake. Not paying up to get DeAndre Hopkins is a colossal mistake. I have been consistent on this. And even when I made my video on the afternoon that the Patriots announced basically, wasn't that the Patriots announced it, but it was basically announced on social media that DeAndre Hopkins to sign with the Tennessee Titans, 2-year deal, that's going to be worth upwards towards $32 million, including incentives. My problem with Bill Belichick right now is this. I look at this Patriots wide receiving core right now, and I say that it is by far the worst in the division. I don't think it's an exaggeration. I think it's fact. Because let me ask you this honest question, Patriot fans. Who is your number one target? Who is your go-to guy in critical situations where you need to get a first down or you need to get a touchdown and it's a one-possession game? Who do you look at on this roster and you say that, oh, by the way, that guy is an absolute threat. He can go get it. Oh, this guy can create matchup problems for opposing defenses. Who is that guy right now? I don't see him. I really don't. And that's the part that should worry you. You have a guy in DeAndre Hopkins who would have made a world of a difference for you. He would have. Yet, for reasons that I don't know, Bill Belichick said, you know what? Nah, we're not going to pay him. It was a conscious decision not to pay up for arguably the best talent available at that position. And you said, no, what we have right now should be more than good enough. You know how tiresome that is? It really is so tiresome. It's tiresome that when you know that you have a third-year quarterback who you know this is a make-it-or-break-it year for him, and you said, you know, we're not going to give him the best tools possible for him to succeed in order to really find out whether if he is the guy or not. Instead, you said, you know what? This is what we have. What we have is more than good enough. Really? That's interesting. So you mean to tell me that receivers such as Kendrick Bourne, Devontae Parker, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, they're good enough right now? And as well as the tight end, Hunter Henry, Mike Gesicki, you think that's good enough right now that's going to help you win games? I hate to break it to you, but you're going to be in for a rude awakening. And frankly, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. And I'm dead serious. Mark my words. If things begin to go south for the Patriots, I'm telling you, a lot of fans are going to start looking back at why didn't Bill Belichick pay up to go get a DeAndre Hopkins? Because this wasn't a Kraft issue. Kraft essentially gave Bill Belichick the go-ahead, go, get him. But Bill said, it's too rich for my taste. That's the issue. You don't know what you have in Mac Jones. And the fact that right now you look at this Patriots roster and you don't know who your number one guy is, that's problematic. Take a look around the rest of the AFC East, ladies and gentlemen. And tell me I'm crazy. I'll wait. Go look at the three other teams in the AFC East. Miami, the Jets, Buffalo. You can go ahead and try to name me who are the number one receivers on those other three teams. In fact, I'll do it for you. Miami, they don't have one. They have two number ones. They have two of them. Oh, you may have heard of those guys, right? Yeah, I know you have. I certainly know that you have. You know, Tyreek Hill, that's one. I mean, that dude is an absolute speed demon. We all know that. You can say that he is a number one. And the other one, oh, Jalen Waddle, that's number two. What about Buffalo? Oh, yeah, that's right. They have a guy named Josh Allen, and their number one receiver, oh, Stephon Diggs. The Jets, oh, that's right. They have Aaron Rodgers, who's the number one receiver, Garrett Wilson, the reigning offensive rookie of the year, by the way. Who's your number one for the Patriots? Right now, as it currently stands, your number one receiver is Juju Smith-Schuster. Not good enough. Absolutely not good enough. In a division where, if all goes right, and in a year that the Jets may not be a dumpster fire as they have been in previous years, That's a team that you should actually take very seriously. You should. Buffalo, say what you will, but I've always have believed this about a team like Buffalo. They're just one breakthrough away from finally breaking through and actually getting to the Super Bowl. This team, for the last, you could say, four seasons, they've been right there. Meaning, they have the talent. They have the personnel. But they just haven't broken through. They haven't gotten out of the AFC division round just yet. All they need is just one breakthrough. Miami. They're ready. Say whatever you may about Tua Tagovailoa. They got the defense, and they sure as hell got the offense to get it done. All they need is for Tua Tagovailoa to stay healthy. The Jets, they're dangerous. Say what you will about Aaron Rodgers. Say what you will about the Jets' history and their franchise. They know they have a stout defense. They know that their front seven is among the absolute best in the NFL. They know that they have the running game in Bryce Hall, who is a game changer. They have the quarterback to get the job done, and the expectation in New York is to get to the Super Bowl and win it. But the Patriots right now, what worries me, defensively I'm not concerned, but it's the offense that's going to be the downfall of this team. If you right now on July 19th do not see or don't want to understand just how damning this decision is by Bill Belichick, folks, just wait until you get to week four. Just wait. Just wait. Hell, it may not even take you to week four. Just wait until you play the Eagles in week one. Home opener. Brady's coming back. Woo! Yee! And you don't have a guy on your roster that can absolutely create double teams and open up opportunities for other options to get open on the field. Just wait. Because let me remind you exactly what the Patriots have up against them in the first 4 weeks of the season. Eagles week one at home. That's the home opener. Dolphins Sunday Night Football week two. Week three in New York against the Jets. Week four in Dallas against the Cowboys. That's who the Patriots have right now. That is ahead of them. So, if I am going to be very frank with you, there's not a whole lot of hope going into the season for the Patriots as it currently stands right now. Can things change? Sure. Well, the addition of DeAndre Hopkins, would that have helped things? Absolutely. Because what the Patriots currently have right now on their roster at the receiver position, not good enough. You have basically maybe three B-level receivers. You don't have an A receiver on your roster that's going to make the world of a difference. You don't have that right now. So I'll ask you Patriot fans this question. How are you feeling as we are now officially a week away from the start of training camp? And we all know when training camp begins, there's usually a level of anticipation, excitement, new football season, your first look at the 2023 New England Patriots. How are you feeling right now? I want your honest answer. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Is the number to call in, as we're now up and running on this Wednesday morning, in which that, although I'm ready for the NFL season, I'm ready for the Patriots season to get underway, I'm annoyed. I'm pissed off with the Patriots, most notably Bill Belichick right now. And I think you should be feeling that way. And if you feel otherwise, I'd like to hear your thoughts as to why you feel the complete total opposite. Coming up next, we're going to take a music break just now. On the other side of the break, where do the Patriots go from here? What is the plan moving forward for the Patriots offense in 2023? I want to share with you just some of my thoughts on that, plus your phone calls and more. Coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Cause your presence just ain't good enough.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Reform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Also on your smart speaker, say Alexa, play 91.5 WMFO as well. The number to call into the program is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, in which I started off the show talking about the Patriots, and that's exactly what I am going to do. Furthermore, during this segment, in which that, with a week remaining until training camp begins officially a week from now, I'm alarmed, I'm concerned, and I'm going to talk about it here with you. As how could you not be concerned about the state of the Patriots offense going into training camp with the first preseason game just about three weeks away? I'm concerned. Where do the Patriots go from here? Because, you see, you can't continue to put lipstick on a pig and think that it's going to turn into a beautiful Rosie O'Donnell. That's not going to happen. At some point, you got to take a real hard, honest look at the mirror and say, you know, you need something that's going to make the water boil. Because right now, the Patriots are operating with lukewarm water, and that's not going to get the ingredients cooking. You need a fire. You need a spark. And the Patriots don't have that right now. They just don't. And here is the reason why I am so concerned, and why I'm asking, where do the Patriots go from here? Because I want all of you to follow along as I try to break everything down in terms of the decisions that were made during the offseason, with training camp clearly in the horizon. It's as clear as the sunrise rising above Boston Harbor this morning. So, during the offseason, the Patriots, as we all know, they bring back Bill O'Brien. He's now the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. Great. Excellent. Now, shortly after, they go out and they sign Juju Smith-Schuster, who I've said repeatedly on this show and on Twitter, which, by the way, you can follow me at Shukri Writes, blue checkmark as well, in which I said, Juju Smith-Schuster is a good number two receiver, but he's not a number one guy. If the Patriots add a number one receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster's signing is going to look even better. But if they don't, this is a bad deal. This is a bad signing. Not because he's not a good receiver, because he's proven that he's not a number one guy. He's a complimentary piece, and the Patriots needed that. I've been consistent on that point the entire spring, and here we are in summer saying this again. They turn around as well as they re-upped with Devontae Parker, and in which the Patriots, they're going to give him $17 million over the next two seasons. And then, oh, by the way, not only just that, what makes it even more maddening, you look at that two-year, $26 million deal, which is worth up to $32 million in incentives, as I mentioned. This wasn't like earth-shattering signing, in which that you're wondering, okay, are we going to have to create cap space? Are we going to have to, like, you know, cut into like someone's like bonus or whatever, or anything like that. No, this was a very, very doable deal. And right now, what worries me more than anything is that the Patriots, they don't have any margin for error. They don't have any margin for error. And Devontae Parker, Tyquan Thornton, Juju Smith-Schuster, they all missed time during OTAs in minicamp. And it doesn't help matters that all three of those guys I just mentioned, they all have major question marks when it comes to injuries. They have injury question marks. And there is no guarantee, considering Kendrick Bourne's status with the team, that he will be on the roster come opening day. There's no guarantees. So you have a receiver that's basically on rocky terrain with Bill Belichick, thanks to his public questioning of the offense going back to last season, and rightfully so. And then you also have guys like Ty Montgomery, who has major, major concerns in terms of durability. You want to know when the last time that Ty Montgomery was able to manage more than 800 yards from scrimmage? 2016. And you know what's funny? In practices and as well as like this past spring, Montgomery, he's looked like he's more than capable as being both a running back and as well as a pass catcher out of the backfield. Health is the problem. It's a major problem. And you know what else is? Montgomery hasn't topped more than 400 scrimmage yards since 2018. So you mean to tell me that as it currently stands right now, you're relying on a bunch of guys that have injury question marks, durability issues, rolling the dice on these guys and saying that, you know what? We need these guys to be able to stay healthy. What we have is more than good enough. That is a recipe for disaster. It is as if you are trying to build Noah's Ark with wood that can't even withhold any sort of extenuating pressure. Trying to like create a ship and trying to sell it to you and say, you know what? This ship, more than good enough to hold up. More than good enough to sustain any sort of hit that it may take along the way. All the while, you know damn well, the first sign of leakage, you're done for. This offense is basically holding on for dear life. It's hanging by a prayer, literally a prayer. And what worries me is that if any of these guys go down, what's your backup plan? Where do the Patriots go from here? That's why adding a player like DeAndre Hopkins, it made too much sense. Like, what I don't understand is this, and I'm trying not to sound redundant here. No one's going to make more than Juju Smith-Schuster. He's going to be receiving $10 million, including the signing bonus during the 2023 season. Like, this is something that stands out to me. Adam Schefter of ESPN said, shortly after Hopkins met with Bill Belichick, and specifically mentioned that Smith-Schuster was the Patriots' highest-paid receiver on the roster, and that was a factor that needed to be kept in mind. So let me make sure I understand this correctly. You didn't want to pay another guy more than what Juju Smith-Schuster was going to make this season out of